You're listening to the Newsmakers Podcast from MLB.com.
This is the Rocket, Bill Watson. Welcome to Newsmakers. I went to see the Milwaukee Brewers recently, and I had great conversations with Travis Shaw and Eric Thames. We start with Shaw, who had a great first half, and he explains why that was the case. Enjoy the podcast. Travis Shaw, thank you so much for being on the show. Travis, no matter what happens, the Milwaukee Brewers shocked the world in the first half especially. Why were you guys able to shock the world?
We were pretty consistent as a team. Anytime a bad stretch seemed to be coming, we did a really good job of kind of turning that around and getting right back on the good side of things. And that's what we look to do here in the second half. We really haven't hit that long stretch that most playoff teams run through at some point, and we're hoping here in the second half we can go on one of those 8, 9, 10 game winning streaks that most teams seem to go on.
What's the biggest surprise regarding the Milwaukee Brewers that no one really knows about?
It's a different guy every day. It's not one guy. I mean, we did a lot of this without Ryan Braun, too, who's the best player, best hitter in our lineup, and that says a lot for a young clubhouse like this. Everybody's young. Most of the guys in here are pre-arbitration, going into arbitration. So it's been pretty remarkable to do without the cornerstone three-hole hitter in your lineup.
And the thing is, you have some young players like yourself, Aguilar. I mean, it's amazing to watch.
Yeah, it is. Aguilar's been huge for this team. I mean, the fact that they got him just off of waivers speaks volumes to David Stearns and how he's like constructed this roster, and it's been a lot of fun the first half.
And the way they got you from a trade, too, I think Boston can use you right now.
Boston's in the past, and I came over here to a team that wanted me, gave me a chance to play every day, and the rest is kind of the history, and I just wanted to kind of get back on the good side of things after the way the last season finished off.
Yeah, and you're having a great year. Why are you having a great year? You're hitting home runs, hitting for average. Talk about that.
I learned a lot the last month and a half of the season when I lost kind of some playing time over in Boston, and I kind of really learned what to do on a day-in, day-out basis to prepare, and I think that time where I struggled a lot in the second half of the season last year has benefited me big time this year.
What are you doing now?
Just being the same consistent approach every single day, not changing anything, not trying to read into anything. I don't pay attention to outside noise, anything like that. I just try to stick to what I can control this year, and that's the way I prepare every day and the way I go up to the plate every single day.
What has impressed me, you are hitting to all fields, and I think that's a good thing, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I can tell that teams have noticed that because I'm not getting shifted this year. Last year I got shifted a lot, and this year they're not shifting me. If they do, I've been able to kind of make them pay, hit the ball to the left side of the field. So being able to hit to all fields is a huge key for me.
Talk about the fans. I've been watching the Milwaukee games of late, and it seems they're really into what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, they're starting to buy in. I mean, the attendance, even during the week, is starting to go up a little bit, and I think the whole town of Milwaukee is getting excited, and hopefully here in the second half we can continue to play meaningful baseball into September.
I think you will. I want to ask you this. You come from a baseball family. Talk about how much your father, Jeff Shaw, means to you.
It means the world to me. He kind of shaped who I am, especially in the baseball way, and he's guided me to this point in my career. He's been through everything. He's a pitcher, obviously. It's a little different than being a position player, but at the same time, he's guided me through the kind of the ups and downs that all baseball players go through.
Growing up, what was your biggest memory watching your father play? Now, I know he played on some great teams, the 94 Expos, even though that was a strike year. That was a great team.
Yeah, I remember the most when he was in L.A. his last couple years, and my greatest memory was the 2001 season. He made the All-Star team, and I was a little kid running around the clubhouse during the All-Star game, which is pretty cool.
I'm sure you saw some stars.
Oh yeah,
back
big
then.
Time.
Who would you like?
I mean, there was everybody back then: Griffey, A-Rod, McGuire, all those guys. It was just that was Ichiro had just broken into the league. Right. All those guys. It was pretty impressive group of guys.
Now, you are a father now, and do you have a boy or girl?
Girl.
Talk about what that means and how did it change your life.
Puts a lot of things into perspective. I mean, you kind of realize what's important now. especially with that. And baseball has become kind of secondary to me now, and it's kind of helped me relax, and it's kind of a getaway at times, and it's definitely put a lot of things into perspective.
Is she the reason you're having a great year, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I can do that. I can do that.
What is her name?
Ryan.
Wow. Yep. Also, I read this about you. You are known as the mayor of Ding Dong City. What is that all about?
Jared Carabas from Barstool Sports, he said it in 2015 when I was in Boston, and the fans up there kind of took off with it, and then it's carried along with me ever since.
Well, you are really popular with the Milwaukee fans, so that's got to make you happy.
Yeah, it does. New team, they like me. That's all anybody can ask.
And you also came from a baseball school, Kent State. It was the school of Thurman Munson, Steve Stone. And talk about Kent State.
It was a great 3 years for me there. I went up there hoping to get I got drafted out of high school. I turned it down to go to Kent State, hoping to leave there after my junior year, and they did a really good job of preparing me. Another teammate of mine there, same age, Andrew Chafin, he's in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. So it's a baseball-rich school, and they're still doing it up there too.
What's ahead for Travis Shaw?
Try to be as consistent as I can in the second half too. I'm very pleased with my first half, but I saw firsthand last year how quickly it can go downhill, and for me this year that's going to be the goal, is to keep it as consistent as I can throughout the rest of the season.
Travis Shaw, thank you so much. My final guest is Brewers first baseman Eric Thames. He learned a lot while in the Pacific Rim. Enjoy the podcast. You are coming off a great first half. No one expected this team to be in first place, for that matter. Why has the team been able to do well?
I feel like we had nothing to lose, you know. There weren't any expectations for us or any high ones. Everybody wanted us to lose. And even, like, you know, in the past few weeks, like, on MLB.com or tonight or ESPN, people still, like, don't believe that we have what it takes to make it to October. And, you know, this team, like, we use that as fuel, you know. It's like, we know we're a good team. We know we have good pitching. Good hitting, good defense. We're good. So we just go out there and play. Like, we have nothing to lose. You know?
What's been the biggest thing that surprised you? Who's, like, the biggest surprise, you think?
Well, we have a lot. I mean, Eric Sogard, he's on the 10-day right now, but he's been a great addition to us. Like, after VR's back went out, so he's Shaw. I mean, he's been like an RBI machine. I mean, it's crazy. Like, whenever guys are on base, like, somehow he gets a hit or a homer. Like, it's unreal. Because I know personally, like, you know, he was a little upset, you know, about his time in Boston. So here, like, he has something to prove, and he's going to show that he's an all-star caliber player, which he is.
You also proved that you can play in the big leagues. And how happy are you the way your first half went?
I wouldn't say happy is a word. I'm still learning. I'm still learning the pitchers. I'm still learning the strike zone. Just like everything's been a learning experience. So for me, you know, I'm using these 4 days for the All-Star break to kind of like reflect and kind of go back and, okay, what I need to improve, what I need to continue to work on. And so that's what I'm doing, because I'm planning on, like, the second half is really big. And first half doesn't matter, but it's October, and leading up to it, that matters.
I know you got off to a hot start, and, you know, the batting average went down. But the one thing that's impressed me about you is your on-base percentage is really, really high. And you got to be happy about that. Talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like my strength as a hitter, obviously, is, like, power and driving guys in, but also getting on base. And it's tough. I mean, when pitchers, you know, nibble to corners, and depending on the umpire who it is, even big zone, small zone, sometimes get the call, sometimes they don't. So there's been a lot of, like, tough at-bats where, like, you know, a guy really gives me nothing to hit. Uh-huh. And it's like 0-2 or 2-2, and you're just like, so you have to battle, you know, mm-hmm. do your best. So it's a big leagues, it's a grind, but that's the way it is.
I think you're a hero to kids. You're showing them that not to give up. You went to the Pacific Rim, and then you came back, and you're doing well here. What do you tell kids who have problems in the big leagues, and then, you know, they come back?
You know, and I always love the Navy SEAL mantra, you know, adapt, improvise, and overcome. You know, there really is no excuse for failure. No luggage, oh, I just can't do it, I'm done. It's like, no, there's a way, you just have to find it, you know? And it's not like making excuses and pointing the finger at other people, but it's okay, like, okay, why did I fail? Let's say my swing's long, or I'm swinging at bad pitches. Okay, then you can change that. You have direct control over that. So I'll just say, like, if you're not happy where you are, then just keep working to get to where you want to get. Like, there's no excuses. That's my thing.
And you went from Korea to the United States. I want to know, what did you learn in Korea that helped you become successful here?
Being able to deal with a different culture. There were a lot of times when I was like, you know, in America, it'd be done like this and this and this, but it's like, wait, I'm not in America. I'm in another country, and it's normal to them, but it's not normal to me, so I need to adjust and kind of...
What was that?
Just like the culture, baseball, just stuff like that. I mean, you're literally on the other side of the world, so
right.
Things are normal to Korean citizens and stuff, you know, aren't normal over here, so it's different. It's different, but I learned to deal with it, and I learned to love it.
Yeah, I mean, you had 3 great years there, and you ever think about going back? To live, I should say.
Oh, live, no. No, I'll definitely go back and visit. I'm planning to go this off season, you know, for a few weeks, kind of, depending on, you know, how our season fares, to go back and see my old friends and stuff like that.
Talk about the people in Korea who helped you become successful.
I would say like some of the coaches, especially like I never played first base until I got to Korea, so I worked a lot with the defensive coach. And yeah, I mean, it was a lot of work. I mean, we trained a lot. I mean, you know, Korean coaches and players train all day, you know.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm no problem with that. I train all day as well. So we worked really hard at it. And, you know, I credit them to kind of teaching me, you know, how to really use my hands and, like, and trust my abilities.
When you got up to the hot start, with the home runs and everything, tell me your reaction to that. It seemed like a lot of people thought that was a fluke, but you have 23 home runs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always had power, but that's not the issue. But for me, it was like the walks. You know, it was weird. You know, once I banged up my hamstring a few months ago, I tried to play through it, and then like my mechanics got jacked up, and I was trying to overcompensate. There's a whole, you know, grab bag of issues. But now I'm trying to get the feel back and like actually feel my balance and feel my power again. But it's all about path. I mean, guys are throwing 100, you know, so you don't have to swing as hard as you can, or even like the launch angles, you don't need all that stuff. It's just like, just put the ball in play, kiss it, and the ball's going to go. You know, that's why I always say you got to kiss it, you know, like you don't have to, the fields aren't, you know, 500 feet away, you know, so.
Looking forward, what does the Milwaukee Brewers have to do to win the division? You obviously want to win the division.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we have to keep doing what we're doing, keep scoring runs, and trust our pitching. You know, early on in the year, the pitching was a little bit shaky, but guys kind of, you know, stepped up their approaches and kind of like said, okay, like I'm the setup guy, I'm the lefty specialist, I'm these guys, so we're gonna deal. And they've been doing that for us the last month and a half. I mean, we've been cruising, I would say.
Final question: during spring training, what did you see that made you say, you know what, we can win?
Just the young attitudes. You know, just guys are, there's not many salty guys on this team. Everybody's just young and kind of excited and kind of, what's the word? Yeah, just like that youthful kind of excitement. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you know, let's just play, let's see what happens. And like even Council said too, it's like nobody thought we'd be here and we're here, so let's just keep it going. And everybody's on board with that.